Oklahoma is in the middle of a wind boom. In the last 5 years, installed wind power capacity has soared more than 200%. Last year, Oklahoma was the country's fourth largest producer of wind-powered electricity. But every energy boom comes with a cost.
Our state is the wild, wild west of wind development.
Penny Gann Bradford represented the Osage Nation at a Corporation Commission hearing this week.
Wind developers are drawn to states and areas with little to no regulation, such as Oklahoma. The lack of regulation is no cause for pride.
Oklahoma's wind boom has encountered opposition from landowners who don't want a wind farm next door, and tribes and conservationists who say wind turbines could kill threatened bird species and spoil sensitive grasslands. The wind industry has been singled out by lawsuits, legislation, and hearings at the state capitol.
The Osage Nation suggests that every step of wind permitting be transparent, including the honest disclosure of the degree to which taxpayers are paying for industrial wind development.
Those taxpayer subsidies have skyrocketed. Incentives for Oklahoma's wind industry, such as income tax credits and property tax exemptions, have swollen from $7 million in 2010 to $50 million this year. The State Senate Finance Committee projects that total could reach $67 million by 2018. But the wind industry says Oklahoma has received a $6.1 billion return on their $120 million investment. And developers say the incentives are working as intended.
It is an area that our partners look at.
Stephen Pike is the Vice President of Operations and Maintenance for Enel Green Power North America. The company owns a handful of wind farms in Oklahoma, and four of those projects, two that are operational and two under construction, likely wouldn't have been built in Oklahoma if it weren't for the tax incentives.
What incentives are there that can make a wind power project more profitable and ultimately spur economic development to allow facilities that might not have existed?
Lawmakers have promised stricter wind energy legislation next year, and tax credits and incentives will likely play a part in those discussions. Governor Mary Fallon says an investigation is needed, but she supports incentives for the wind industry.
You're in favor of the wind industry tax credits? You think they're working?
They have worked. I mean, if you look at where we've been to where we are today and the billions of investment that we've seen.
Governor Fallon spoke to me in September at the annual energy conference. She was happy when wind companies told her Oklahoma had beaten Texas, Kansas, and Nebraska for new wind farms.
I know just this morning I've had two companies tell me they're getting ready to spend huge sums of money in the state of Oklahoma, which helps the landowners. It certainly helps our power companies. It's a clean form of energy. It's a renewable form of energy, and it's an important part of our mix.
The future of wind energy comes down to economics. For wind power to succeed, it can't be more expensive than the competition, namely coal and natural gas. Nationally, that's starting to happen in many markets, even without taxpayer subsidies. There's another financial consideration at work. Renewable energy is increasingly attracting business.
Yeah, my name is Michael Terrell, and I'm head of energy policy at Google. Certainly the availability or the access to more sustainable sources of power like renewables is an important factor that we look at when we're deciding both whether to site a new data center or to expand an existing data center.
In 2011, Google opened a new data center in Pryor. A big part of that deal was a power purchase agreement with a 100-megawatt wind farm.
Our goal is to make it as easy for companies and others who want to buy renewable energy to do that.
Renewable energy is a corporate priority for companies like Google, the kind of big-name, high-tech innovators and employers all states are fighting for. As those companies chase wind energy, the wind industry is following the money. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.